fighting for America.
There is a problem in the Middle East. Mad Islamists.
We're close today to 2,000 rockets have been fired from Gaza on our cities.
Utter just destruction. Everything's been destroyed. I'm just overwhelmed.
Fighting for Idaho.
Harry Reid lives in the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C. And I'm sure from his perspective, the border seems secure. President Obama and Harry Reid, both divorced from the facts and divorced from the reality.
Fighting for you.
Here we have a few members of the establishment who are trying to say, we know what you did at the convention, but forget that. Go enjoy your beer, ride your ATV, and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Remember who your friends are.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are, living the dream, 580 KIDO, 580KIDO.com. Lots of great information there. We invite you to join our Insiders Club. In fact, you can play games at our website, get points, and win free prizes. No purchase necessary. Just our way of encouraging you once again to join the all-access club, the VIP club, the 580 club, if you will. And thank you for joining us. I want to remind you of something. You know, it's been a while. The last time we did an event on State Street, it was for the St. Vincent de Paul's thrift store. Remember that? We did that right before Thanksgiving. I believe that was 3 years ago. Well, we return to State Street coming up this week, this Friday. I'd like to see all of you out there. Why? We're going to call it Second Amendment Friday. And this is in honor of Lionheart Tactical celebrating its official grand opening. Now, we always support people that support us. And unlike everyone else, I want to tell sponsors of this program, like our friends at Tway Travel, that I use when I travel, that you get more than, well, than your average, there you go, there's your commercial. We value our sponsors. We value our listeners. And look, we want to thank Lionheart Tactical for inviting us for their grand opening celebration. They're going to have store-wide savings until 8 o'clock. And remember, as inflation goes, as everything else goes, you want to make sure that you get some affordable ammunition, some affordable firearms. In fact, I was joking with my dad last night, and he's on his way home now, he and my mom, and he goes, well, what's your plan? I said, I'm going down with the ship. He goes, not me. I've got my go bag. I've got my ammunition. And if you believe as my dad does, or you just want to defend the fort or yourself, join us this Friday at Lionheart Tactical. Some great deals, big savings until 8 o'clock. We're going to have firearm and safety demonstrations during the program. Our friends at Merritt's Family Restaurant will have some scones, so it will be well fed. Lionheart Tactical, where is it? Good question. West State Street, owned and operated by a disabled veteran who sells only what experience and trial has shown to work. So you're not going to get someone trying to upsell you for some type of fancy-dancy item that may or may not work. So again, Friday, 5 to 9, take the day off, come in late. We'd love to see you and save some big money and at Lionheart Tactical. And I thank these folks for having faith in us, because just like you, and this is just some inside to the business, and you know, Sean Hannity alludes to this all the time on his program, just like you, you have a lot of choices on who or what you listen to. People that buy time, buy advertising on this program in particular, have a lot of choices. You've got Fickle and Uncle Huckerstein on the FM channels. It's Bill and Beth. And hey, everybody, we can get 100 people to say, now, do they know what Bill and Beth said, or can they quote the songs or what have you? No, they're, you know, and then there's my friend Crazy, not Crazy, but Good Time Charlie and others. But I want to let you know, you know, whether it's our friend from McDowell's, they listen. From our friends from Tway Travel that listen. To other folks that listen to this program, that I appreciate your investment in us. You know, our friend's Mr. Ness. He's a great guy. I know him personally. And that's the difference that you get here as opposed to other places. So, again, a personal aside, let's get to the business at hand, because, again, I'm honored to have people that are with us. You know, the station, thankfully, is running a promo that we're a finalist for the Marconi Award. What is it? It goes to the radio personality around the nation, syndicated. Rush Limbaugh talks about it. Sean has won it several times. Glenn as well. Dave Ramsey. That has, you know, has demonstrated this, this, and this. And they have them in major markets, large markets, media market, which is what we are here. And it's in all formats. So it's not just talk radio, but we are a finalist for that. And what that means is we've been recognized across the country for our reflecting of your values, your donations to the Canyon County Animal Shelter, your work for the Boise Rescue Mission, our attempts to get Idaho back to work, going back to school. I look at this, and by the way, we'll have a video of it. It's at KIDO AM Boise right now on that Facebook page, but we'll put it on at 580 KIDO today in the Kevin Miller page. I look at that work, and I marvel at you. I look at that work, and I marvel at the giving. And too many times in this business, in our business of communication, we fail to remember people that have made a difference. And on my nightstand at home, I have a letter that was given to me by a Vietnam veteran from his granddaughter. I think it Dusty Don, was it? Well, if you have the letter, Kevin, you should remember the name. Yeah, I should remember a lot of things. Sorry, Dusty. And it was a little girl who broke open her piggy bank to save lives at the Canyon County Animal Shelter. You can win a ton of awards. You can be on Fox News and Nancy Grace. And those people are great, but they're not like you and me. They're not like you and me. And why am I so hard on our public officials? Because they're there to protect us. They're there for us. You know, there was a time, and I talk about it, and I always kind of joke, well, I used to be on this. But we all make choices in life. I'm very blessed to live here. I'm very blessed that the management 5 years ago said, hey, let's talk to this guy. When, again, thanks to the administration, don't believe me, you can Google it, or you can buy the book Shut Up America, page 184, I believe, where it talks about Kevin Miller having the ability to speak, and that was taken away. My livelihood was taken away. But, you know, it made me a better person. To this day, I have the fear of losing my home. I have the fear of losing my job. We are all living in the economy of fear when we have the president who would rather go on a fundraiser than actually worry about the kids at the border. And we all have to come together. And it's much easier, as Mr. Troupa says, to kind of just
go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Look, you see it on the news where it's entertainment reporting. It's entertainment reporting. And there were many times, and, you know, John Mounts, the character who Sweet William is based on, said to me, you know, you're much more effective on television. And all you would have to do, and I had a television show, a cable show every night, 300,000 people in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I was broadcast all over the state on the Pennsylvania Cable News, my radio show was. But you have to make a decision in life. Yeah, I'd have to drop a few pounds, although I tried to reinvent the television persona by saying, hello, everybody, I'm television's favorite fat man. That didn't go over too well, but they liked me. But there comes a point when you have to figure out what you love to do, what is your passion, where can you make a difference? And you make a difference every day by listening to this program. You make a difference every day that if I, you know, suggest, hey, can you see us at Lionheart Tactical coming out there and getting ammunition? Because that reinforces the credibility of what we have here. you make a difference when you adopt an animal, when you donate food. One of my favorite people in the world, he is such a giver, is Patriot Ray and his family. I'm locked up there in the Canyon County Animal Shelter. He comes out like every day, or his family or his friends come out every day to donate food. He inspired me to give. That's what it's about. So you can be on the grand scale. Maybe that's why I have an issue with Congressman Labrador. Look, being on Meet the Press is okay, but it doesn't move the needle in Meridian. It doesn't move the needle in the 1st Congressional District. It really doesn't. And it took some maturity on my part to realize this. You may not like Congressman Simpson, but if you heard our interview with him yesterday, and by the way, we'll share that with you this week, or you can go to our podcast yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour at 8:30. That guy is working at the INL. He's working to save the potatoes. He's making sure that people have gigs and jobs, whether he's establishment or not. That's the ROI, the return on investment. Some people will say it's small ball, but every day people do that. Every day people make a difference, like Rachel Ray.
Hey there, everyone, at Canyon County Animal Shelter in Caldwell, Idaho. I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you, and I wanted to say congratulations. You guys are this year's community engagement winner of this year's ASPCA Rachel Ray $100,000 challenge. I'm amazed at what we all achieved in this year's contest. Over 56,000 animal lives were saved by all of the competing shelters. You guys are rock stars at Canyon County. You saved 1,868 lives in just 3 months. Way to go. You did it by getting your community involved from the start, and you guys are going to save more and more lives as you move forward. I love seeing your pictures of your purple chains of life streamers running across the shelter and all the great photos of families and their new pets. Congratulations again to your staff, your volunteers, the community members. You all work together and so hard for these animals. I cannot wait to see what you all do next.
There we have it. Cut the music, Jimmy. There you have it. Coming together. And yes, that doesn't sell newspapers, but that's our lives here together. And sometimes we don't acknowledge that, but back to that little girl. Here's somebody, instead of buying the latest MP3 player, saved lives. And when people ask me what this program's about, yeah, we do talk about, we can talk about the fuel tax, we can talk about Ad the Worlds, we can all talk about that, but we can make a difference. And on this Tuesday morning, I thought it was long overdue to acknowledge the differences that you've made. And it's never me. And I catch myself all the time. It is we. It is we here in the morning. Coming up next, we will take a look at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Take a look at a couple of issues. Number one, whether or not people driving hybrids should have to pay a user fee in honor of the Peterson Toyota Prius Week with Kevin Miller. And you protest, breaking and entering or trespassing. You break a law and you don't get punished? What's the...
A judge sentenced nearly two dozen Ad the Words protesters in Ada County. Many were charged with trespassing after a series of demonstrations at the State House during the legislative session.
We disobey and then we take our consequences, and we understand there's a price tag involved.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay because I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight.
What we did very carefully. We knew we had to be perfect and how peaceful, silent, respectful, and focused on why it was we were there.
For those that like the same sex, have the characteristics.
The Add the Words campaign cost taxpayers $24,000 for added troopers to respond.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Oh, there we have it. The brilliance of Ray Amaya here. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. I mean, one of the hottest acts going, Macklemore, whatever his name is, talking about he can't figure it out whether he's gay or not. Well, we're not even talking about that. We're not going Tony Dungy, by the way. If you're in the sports world, and do we have our sports intro here from Chris Troupas?
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
You know, the next time you see Chris Troupas, you should say that. He'll know how many people actually listen to this program. However, there's a big head football coach, the first black football coach to win a Super Bowl, Tony Dungy, an all-star standout. He actually was a member of the last two 70s Super Bowl teams as a backup defensive back, I believe. Tony Dungy, a devout Christian, devout family man, big announcer with NBC, big star. So he was asked, hey, would you hire Michael Sam? Michael Sam, the first openly gay football player. Of course, Michael Sam says that it's private. Then he publicly comes out of the closet. To me, Michael Sam knew that he wasn't going to make it in the NFL, so he had to come up with something. Not saying that he's not gay. I'm sure he is gay. But if you want to be appreciated for who you are, for your athletic talents, do you really need to publicize this? It's a question. I think it's a legitimate question. And unfortunately, and this is one thing that I think might bolster conservative talk radio or news talk radio, and maybe you know this amongst your sons. I know my younger brother, who's in his mid-30s, he doesn't listen to talk radio, but he listens to the sports radio. Maybe your husband does as well. They're all flipping libs. They're all libs on sports radio. They're all libs. It's like Hollywood. They're attacking Tony Dungy for saying, I think I'd pass on this guy. It's going to be a circus, and things happen. They always do. Is that homophobic? Is that bigoted? Of course not. Now we have these folks, and sooner or later we'll get the former senator on, former candidate for Congress, Senator Lefevre, to come back. Look, they had a big hearing. We'll talk a little bit about that. Whether or not, you cost the state $24,000, should they have to pay restitution? Shouldn't you have to pay if you go in, Ray Amaya, Dave Burnett, and Kevin Miller go in and hang out in the governor's ceremonial office, we're going to be stuffed and cuffed, not so politely, not in front of the TV cameras, shown the door, charged for being in there, and have to pay a fine, right? But everything is PC. So we'll talk about the sentencing of the Add the Words folks, and we'll find out again your thoughts on what Tony Dungy said. I'm not in favor. I would not hire Michael Sam. I wouldn't. That's what he said. And now he's talking about homophobic, saying that he's a homophobe, comparing the gay rights movement to the civil rights movement. I don't know a lot of civil rights icons that would equate that to the same thing, because thankfully we don't have what happened in the 60s in the South happening in America today. And by the way, just as an antidote to the Macklemore song here.
This ain't the 80s. We ain't down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men.
No, that was the wrong clip, Sweet William.
Ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies.
Anytime you can share the erudite thoughts of that great Western philosopher Tone Loke, it's not such a bad day. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Dave Burnett is on vacation, but Robin Scott is with us. And we always love the first couple days with Robin because we know what happens. The first couple days with Robin, she has to get used to the fun, the frivolity, the action, the adventure, the excitement, the enthusiasm. And the morning hours. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. I have my coffee.
You have your coffee. So, look, it gets better at about 9:05. You're really wide awake. It's the equivalent of noon for the normal people. And a lot of people may or may not know this, but you're a member of a band. You like to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Absolutely.
And you like to, you know, you stay out at night because you sleep all day. You're the king at rock, and I'm MCA. But anyway... See, I can do things with you that I can't do with Dave Burnett.
So. Yeah, see, I know.
So, thankfully, you're going to work some good, reasonable, responsible hours with your friend, Idaho's Mr. Happy, Kevin Miller, you see?
Hey, Millie.
That's right. You don't have to be running around all night. This is like, Robin, this is like when most people go to bed in your genre, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'd never see the sunrise. Come on.
You know, after playing a big gig, you're tired. You go to, well, in the South, it would be the Waffle House. Maybe it's IHOP or Denny's or something like that. And then you get to go to sleep. Well, just think of it as just continuing the party right now. You're starting the party.
Oh, is that how it goes?
It's a musical theme. Pink, let's get the party started.
Well, I'm just never awake at this time, so I just had no idea this is how this goes. No idea.
We're still trying to figure it out 5 years later how this goes. But anyway, I have a few issues for you.
Oh, no.
And I know what you're saying. Oh, boy. Usually it's going to be about Bosnia, or it's going to be about this, or blah, 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 And you'll go, yeah, Kevin, I don't know.
I got nothing. But it sounds like today's different.
Yes, today is different. Thank you for diverting me from my constant blogging with the 5 Facebooks, the 25 Twitter accounts, and the instant blog, which I will be updating as we speak. However, oh, yes, it's radio. Okay.
What?
So I'm going to disclose something to you.
Ooh. Sounds serious.
It is. It's something that people on this program have never heard, and it's happened to me since I've gotten married.
Oh.
And it's an issue involving a pedicure. Do you get pedicures?
Not very often, but they are enjoyable.
Well, see, I don't like people touching me.
Yeah, that throws a wrench in the enjoyability of it.
I don't like people talking to me.
Yeah, because they do want to make some small talk, don't they?
Yeah, you know.
So, how are you today? What do you do?
Like you're getting your hair cut. I go, look, right. Just cut the hair. There's not much left. Just chop, chop.
No chit-chat. Just get it done.
Right. So, ever since I did that walk from Haley to Boise, in honor of America and Bo Bergdahl, my feet have been horrific. And those of you that are having your oatmeal today, well, yeah, it was kind of like dried oatmeal is what the bottom of my feet look like. Mm. I hope you had your breakfast, Robin.
Oh, yes.
So the governor, whenever he'd see me, he goes, how are those feet? Not how you doing, blah, blah, blah. How are those feet? Because he was always amazed when he'd look at my feet after the walk, and it was just it was sickening. So even to this day, my right foot has never been the same. So my wife would urge me to go to the pedicure place, and you kind of go in there. And the first time I went in there with her, I'm waiting to see. Hopefully, the ninjas aren't going to get me or something like that. And you and I are, well, you're a lot younger than me, both chronologically. And you see, I'm an old man. I'm really like 75. Okay.
Wow, you look fantastic.
I know. Well, I tell people I'm 25, and they go, "Ooh, those morning hours have really, really hit you." So anyway, Robin. So I always revert to a movie that you would understand, The Pink Panther with Peter Sellers.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I love Inspector Clouseau and his fights with Kato.
Yes.
So when I'm going into these places, I'm thinking that Kato's minions are going to get me. So I walk in there, and I went in with my wife the first time, and, you know, this woman's touching my feet, and I was very uncomfortable. It was like when the first lady kissed me in front of the governor. It was just an uncomfortable moment. It didn't mean anything by it, but she was being nice. You know, I'm just a very old-fashioned person. So, so it went fairly well. And then the next time I went in, you know, they had to bring out the grater to actually bring my feet back. And so yesterday, they finally got rid of the calluses from my walking of two and a half years ago.
That's, Yeah.
And I know you're saying, Kevin, the Affordable Care Act has gone down in court. Kevin, we've got the planes being banned from Israel. We'll get to that, but I've got to ask Robin the insight. So you have, and when I was there one time, a guy goes, oh, you're going to like this. I'm like, dude, this is way too effeminate for me, but I got bad feet. And I feel bad for the lady that's got to chomp it away.
You tip her extra.
Yeah, I did. That's why there's no ramen soup for me this morning.
Ugh.
It took it out of the soup budget. So back to the idea of men getting pedicures or manicures. Like I went in and, you know, if the woman greets you, it's okay. Oh, good, you come here. The guy goes, you want what? I go, I want a pedicure, and you're going to get a right hook, Timmy.
You want what?
You know what I want, and it's not going to be good for the person that's got to do the feet.
Yeah.
Like in Seinfeld. Remember with when Costanza's dad went to the place, and it was a Korean place, and he knew Korean, and he starts, ah, ah, ah!
He knows what they're saying.
Yeah. There comes a time in life when you go from, oh, I don't know, your self-impressions of Chuck Norris, of Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Sylvester Stallone, to George Costanza's father, and I think that's where I've evolved to.
Well, you know, pretty much everything comes back to Seinfeld somehow.
It does. So your impressions of men that get the pedicure, the man. I clip my own nails. I go, no, look, I'm not fancy. I'm not doing that. But this was for a health thing. It wasn't for anything else.
Right.
The
of
health
course.
Of my actually the health of my feet, because they had all this. I mean, calluses on calluses and calluses. You've seen the videos.
Yeah.
You've seen the blisters.
They're huge.
They were. Now they're gone, Robin. It's over.
So now they're just having to deal with the aftermath of all that.
You're a quick one at 5:44 in the morning. Ooh. I knew there was a reason why we recruited you for this spot.
I'm on fire.
You are.
So you get your feet done.
Yes.
And
then I'm leaving and I'm asking you, I go, what do you think of that? If you're in the place and, you know, do you want blue, green, or super acrylic? And you see some guy next to you going, hey, this is good. You're going to like it when her dad comes in. I'm like, look, dude, you're going to get a chop to the throat. It may not mean anything, but you're still going to get a chop to the throat, buddy.
So you were feeling a little threatened.
I would say yes.
You know, I have no problem with a man getting a pedicure, but how would I feel if my husband was like, ooh, I can't wait till we go get our pedicures? I don't know. That would be kind of weird.
That's what I want to know. What type of dude does that?
Well, you know what? I will say a secure dude.
Are there any real men anymore?
Well, just you, apparently, because you are secure enough in your manlyhood to actually go and get it done.
No,
I know it's just for the health of your feet.
My feet were.
It's not because it feels good.
No, not at all.
You know,
not at all. No,
that
I don't
massage,
like people. No, I don't like people touching
that
me.
That warm water.
No, no, not at all.
They file your toenails for you, so you don't have to bend over.
I'm ticklish.
Well, that's where they're supposed to use enough pressure that it doesn't, you know, not like feather touch, like ooh.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway. Robin Scott with us here today. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Dave Burnett's on vacation. So back to the skinny, you know, and then you go to restaurants and the men, they've got like the double earrings. They've got the piercings.
Jewelry.
Yeah. And I used to be very critical of men. And I have another confession to make here. And, you know, I notice in the workplace, there are several young women that are driving like pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time I saw a pickup truck next to a Scion, and you would think that the girl was driving the Scion, the guy was driving the pickup truck. It was the other way around. And I go, what the heck is going on in our society today?
I don't know. It's all topsy-turvy.
The women want to be men. The men want to be women. I blame you.
I think we all just want to be loved.
No, I like it when I get kicked. That's the way. You know, anybody can be loved. I like it when you get a good kick to the rear. That's good showing of affection, and it keeps you warm at night.
When the rush of the blood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here, let me hit you with this one. So I have to tell you, I never thought this would happen to me. I thought I would never wear a bolo tie. Huh. And, you know, quite frankly, I might as well quit fighting, and maybe I'm just going to start doing that.
Well, it's an easy way to go, isn't it?
Well, I suppose, but I was never going to wear a bolo tie, and I would never drive a Prius. even though Larry David drives a Prius, and I think that, you know, you think of this and go, look at that little car. And so I've got this Prius from Peterson Toyota, and I have to tell you, it's brainwashing me.
Yeah?
No. I mean, you go in your car, and don't you hate that, like, when you fill up, you go, okay, it's on F. Okay, it's on F. Oh, it's not on F. Oh, it's a quarter tank. Oh, it's a half tank. Oh. And not O and Eagle, either.
And then the gas light comes on. And
yeah. And you're, like, turning off the engine so you can coast like they do in NASCAR, drafting behind them. So I'm sitting here hanging out and driving in this Prius, and it's the most remarkable thing. It actually shows you how much money you're spending as you're driving. Like, it cost me to come in from Star today, allegedly 81 cents.
Wow.
81 cents as opposed to $3 or $4. And you never think of that, but it has that readout there.
Wow. Yeah. That's a cool feature.
So whether it's real or not, I'm going, gosh, yeah. I could get one of these, and I could save money. It would be a wash.
And they're like, we're just going to have the little meter go up really slow, so it looks like they're saving lots of money.
Well, but then you think about it, you know, you go from a place of, and I remember the old days when I was successful, when I was the captain of the industry. I said, you know, maybe I'll be an elitist even though I'm a commoner. You know, I'll get a Lexus, I'll get a Mercedes SUV, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, I guess I've become, sometimes you get what you like, sometimes you get what you need, and I'm going, hey, a Prius. And then, you know, everybody in Idaho with their big trucks, big trucks, and I'm driving around.
They don't even have to pass you. They just go over you.
I know, and you have to, like, press the button four times, or no, wait for the beep four times, because you don't know when the engine starts. So, men in Priuses, Robin.
Priuses and pedicures.
Yes.
This world is going crazy.
Well, already we have Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, reviewing your commentary here this morning.
Oh, no.
On Facebook, Kevin Miller of KIDO 580 Radio has found his ace in the hole for the 2014 Marconi Award. Kevin is inviting the public over for scones this Friday. The other contestants don't have a chance, and to top it off, he brings in the big guns this morning with Robin Scott. I think yeah. He lured her in with the promise of free scones for merit. That is Friday, Alan L. Morton, Alan L. Scott, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law.
Yeah, scones from merits.
Yes, and it's Lionheart Tactical will be there 5 to 9. No word of whether or not Robin and the Robinettes will be there.
We will still be recovering. We'll still be partying from our gig from the previous night. And so I don't know.
Your gig.
Yeah.
You know, isn't she something, her gig? What are you doing? I did a gig. What did you do? I mowed the lawn. I went to make sure my sprinklers were working. That was my excitement.
Awesome. Well, you know, gig sounds a lot more glamorous than it really is.
I don't know. Now, what is it like when, like, and you're up there with your husband and all these people. What is it like when, like, guys are looking at you?
It's weird to have anybody looking
when
at
you're,
you.
Oh, you know, yeah, but you're going... I can't even think of a song. Like, for me, it would be Rock the Casbah, okay? You know, I'd be singing that nice romantic melody, Rock the Casbah. And, you know, somebody would be, like, checking me out going, yeah, he doesn't look so bad. So, I mean, what's that like? Here, let's say you're doing a ballad. What type of ballad do you do?
Purple Rain by Prince.
Do you do anything from the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra? How about that?
No, but I should consider that, don't you think?
You know, I'm a pretty good manager of talent. Well, I don't think you can go wrong with playing the hits from Jimmy Dorsey.
That and Rock the Casbah,
exactly.
You cannot go wrong.
Well, okay, so you're singing Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
If I only had a brain.
Exactly. You know, but you've got to make contact with people in the audience, right? Isn't there like some rapport between you and the audience?
Yeah, it's kind of it's weird in a way.
Yeah, you're like leading them on.
Well, I find sometimes it's kind of funny because sometimes people will watch you, but if you make eye contact with them, they'll look away. Like they feel uncomfortable, like they shouldn't be staring at you because it's rude, right? So it's just kind of a weird dynamic.
You're the one stalking them.
I know. I'm being the spectacle, you know. Look at me. Hey, look at me. You know, that kind of thing.
In other words, baby, I'm a star.
Right. Look at me. No, and actually, that's another weird thing is it's usually when I'm getting ready that I get more nervous because I'm getting ready and I know that people are going to be looking at me. So I'm like, well, I hope I don't look fat, and I hope my makeup looks all right, and all that stuff.
See, to me, that ship has already sailed.
Well, it's, yeah, you do just have to embrace what it is. It is what it is, right?
It is. But anyway, so we've got that going on with you. So you find it kind of weird because you have to, don't you get like a, the I've read in books where you, you know, you have this rapport with the audience, so.
You've read in books.
But you're like a married woman. You got your husband on the stage with you. What's going on there?
Well.
Now you guys are singing duets and everything else, and then you got Timmy going, hi, my name's Timmy. I'm married. Oh, okay.
That only happened. Then they go, oh, this is your husband? Oh, hello. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't hitting on your wife.
You got a good one there. You're a lucky man.
Yeah.
That sounds like the voice of experience there, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. So you've been there before, huh?
Well, there. Yes. I one time I was on stage, but no. Anyway. So you're doing your gigs, you're doing this. That's going to be rough for you. So I am so thankful not only that you're going to be here, but you're going to be weak, which will allow me again to come up with topics that you'll go, dude, where does this guy get this stuff from? And does he do anything else but watch TV at night? Actually, no. I sit at home and watch TV.
And then do you surf your phone looking for things that you should be watching while you're watching TV?
You know, sometimes I'll sit there, when you're with your spouse, my wife is sitting there, I'm going, hey, Chef Ramsay's on. Chef Ramsay doesn't want you on your phone. Chef Ramsay wants you watching. And there's going to be a quiz after this. Isn't she lucky to have me in her world, where she just sits back and isn't she?